123 West Cedar Avenue, the Catherine Gore House. Catherine, Katie, Gore was born in Boston in 1834 and came to St. Louis with her parents, Stephen and Mary Gore, in 1838. Her oldest brother, Stephen Jr., went into the wholesale grocery business with John Philip Helfenstein. After her father died, Catherine moved to Webster Groves with another brother, William, and her mother. In 1857, William and his mother purchased 40 acres bounded by Lockwood, Gray, Swan, and Elm Avenue, where they farmed and had an orchard. Stephen Gore and John Helfenstein both moved to Webster Groves during the Civil War, and Stephen built a store on Lockwood at the head of what is now Gore Avenue. During the Civil War, one of the Gore brothers fought in the Confederate Army, and another brother, Obajah, fought in the Union Army with General Sherman. Catherine's marriage ended in divorce, and she took back her maiden name for herself and her son, Frederick Gore. During the Civil War, Aunt Katie, as she was called by all the Helfensteins and Gores and most of the residents of Webster Groves, worked diligently for the Western Sanitary Commission, the forerunner of the Red Cross. She attended the wounded soldiers in the Sanitary Commission hospitals in St. Louis, and she made bandages and planned fundraising entertainment at the old Webster College for Boys. After the war, she continued to plan entertainment for the Women's Association of the Congregational Church with her friend, Mrs. William M. Plant. She worked tirelessly for the Women's Temperance Union, and she served on the board of the St. Louis Protestant Orphans Home with Mrs. Edward Avery and Mrs. Alfred Lee. Catherine built this house for herself the same year she built the house at 156 Gray Avenue for her son Frederick and his wife Jenny Simmons. In 1907, Catherine slipped on the polished floor at the orphan's home and broke her hip. She remained an invalid for the rest of her life, living with her son and daughter-in-law.